Blog Talk Radio.
Time is now 6:02 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:02 p.m. on the West Coast. Today is the 7th of 2021, August the 7th of 2021, and welcome to the TMGS. It's the Michael Kay Show on the TMGN Network. That was conversation piece written, produced, performed by Mr. Joseph Foxworth, former member of the group Ozone, a Motown group that brought you hits like Struck My Fame and A Thing, and then wow, I'm so thankful that he shared that track with me and said, hey man, you know, you might want to do that. And what's so crazy is that where there's been two members of the group, Mr. Darren Durst also did a track for the show called The Michael Kay Show, which I still have, and from time to time I play it. And then there was someone else that did a track for the show, which was the first track. So I'm so thankful for these, you know, these interesting individuals. Actually, Mr. Reed, this young man was like 18 years old, and he gave me a track and loved it, instrumental track. So thank you guys so much for your support with the music for the show. I am truly blessed this Saturday because it wasn't a guarantee that this show would actually air. It really wasn't. And I'm truly blessed because a listener, a friend, person that I met through another friend, helped support the show. And I'm so thankful that she did so financially. Okay? I don't have no problems with sharing that. She financially helped the show. And it was such a blessing. And still look at it where, wow, you know, there's someone out there that really likes what we do. Maybe more. And if there are more, hey, look, you're welcome to go ahead and give whatever you can, you know, to keep it going, because we have been doing this for some time and would love your financial support if possible. If not, we're still going to go ahead and keep doing it. One way or another, we ain't going nowhere, all right? That's the blessing that God gives. When he sees that you're doing something right, then he's going to bless you, right? So I just open up the microphone to the lady of the house, the one and only Miss Janet Davis. How you doing, Janet? Happy Saturday to you.
Saturday to you too, Michael. How are you today?
I'm fine. I just feel really good. I've met some folks, you know, over the past week or so, and just seeing it where when, you know, well, you know, I'm trying to handle a lot of things. You know, it's like I used to say, or I have been saying, I know what a juggler feels like, trying to keep your eye on every ball, you know, when you're juggling.
That's right.
You know, when you're juggling three balls, that's one thing. When you're doing four or five, that's really difficult. I got about six in my hand, and so I'm trying to juggle all of them. And
that's
fortunately, go ahead.
That's called multitasking.
Yeah, multitasking, and that's what I'm trying to do is multitask. But I really am thankful for the support that has come this way, because the individual who actually helped the show out had not heard the show, and for years they said, I got to make time to hear the show. And I'm like, okay, please do, you know. And they live in California, and what, about maybe a month or so ago, they listened in, I think, when we had, no, maybe 2 months ago, when we had Ron DeVoe. They were just like in awe. And unfortunately, some things went, you know, awry. And I mean, not personal business out there, but I had some issues I had to deal with. And I had to look at, what do I pay for when I don't, right? And they said, well, I got you covered. And I'm like, huh? You know, you got me covered. Yeah, I'll pay for it. I'm like, you sure? And they did it, and I'm so thankful that they were able to come through to keep us here on air and what we
right.
do. So that lets me know that there's folks who like what we talk about and support us. So I'm really thankful. Just last night I went back and I listened to some of the past shows, and there's no way in hell anybody can say that those were not great shows with Ron DeVoe, with Karen White, with also Bailey. These are legendary people in their
mm-hmm.
respective,
O'Brien.
You know, fields. O'Brien, yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
and as I said, and I say many a times, I'm like, I'm just an everyday guy. You know, I've been blessed, to be honest. I don't have
right.
a TV show. I just got Blog Talk Radio, and I'm just thankful. I mean, to the point, I'm like, wow, I'm just in awe, and I can't yeah. stop doing what I'm doing because of me. I got to keep doing what we're doing, because
right.
we do it. We love it. We love it. We enjoy it. We have great conversations, great guests. In fact, we got a great guest who was a guest and now is a co-host that I'm opening up his mic, Mr. Time and Chip in Los Angeles, California. How are you doing, Mr. Chip?
Hey, Time.
Hey, Janet. How the hell are you, Mike? Another day, as you know, that we in with living, you know. Yeah,
well, you know what,
I've
been watching what's been going on in L.A., and you know what, Los Angeles never ceases to amaze me, because I know almost, if not every day, every other day, I'm going to see a live car chase. You saw that one where the guy just recently, where he hit the telephone pole, and there was like five people in the car. Now, Janet, think about this. I don't think you've seen this video, but it blew me away. The helicopters, mm-hmm. and I said copters, there's multiple helicopters of every news station, including the police, are all in the air at the same time. I'm like, Okay, so they're all in there at the same time. They're all trying to get this shot. And they're following this guy. And I don't know why folks think they can outrun a damn helicopter. I don't get it. I really don't. But anyway, but this guy goes and makes, you know, he comes down the street, turns down another street, really made a total U-turn and goes back to a gas station, loses control of his car, and hits a power pole. The pole snaps in half. The car goes up. You know how they have those cable ties to kind of like steady the pole? The car actually runs up that metal, you know, cable tie. That's where he screwed up when he hit that. The car flips over upside down. That moment when I looked at the video, I said, oh, somebody dead. Five MS, I ain't going to say a word, crawled out the car. Five guys crawled out the car. I said, whoa. Simon, you saw this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty normal down this way. You know, it's kind of like that woman out there in Texas that she hit a guy and he went through a windshield and she told the judge that she was high on ecstasy.
Oh, Lord.
Now,
I remember that.
She drove home with him. She told the judge she was high on ecstasy. But she killed, and I'm saying to myself, have you ever been so drunk that you hit someone and they went through your windshield and you drove all the way home with them in the windshield and you had a conversation with them?
Well, you know what? That's interesting that you said that because – go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. That's how they've been hitting people. They're doing hit and runs in L.A. They've been getting – every time I was like, man, just stop it. They're going to catch you. You're going to get caught. And the news stop all the other news. The news is so they can follow this guy who's going to get caught. You know he's going to get caught. Like you said, we got five helicopters. You ain't going nowhere, bro. You ain't going nowhere.
Well, now,
and a lot
now,
of them
have
been women now.
Well, yeah. In fact, yeah, I've seen a few where the women have been on the chase scene, which really surprised me. I was like, whoa, ladies are trying to outrun the cops. But now, mine, where, and as you said, it's really stupid, but I did see a video where this guy, he was in a BMW. He got out the car. The helicopters were watching him. He went into a backyard and this, that, and the other. And the cops came around and everything. I don't know if he knew the person that lived in the house, but I never saw the end of that story. I was really curious how did it finish up because they were looking in the trees and everything because stupid criminals do that. They'll get into a tree knowing that the dog, you know, is going to go, you know, they're going to take the dog to the car, smell the scent, your ass is in the tree. The dog is going to bark, you know, but I didn't see the finish part. But Janet, I think you remember this was about maybe, 12 or 13 years ago, where the guy was driving his car and his friend was hanging out the passenger side window, and he was decapitated. He was decapitated. It was on Canton Road. You know Canton Road area, right?
Right.
He was on Canton Road, and he was hanging out the car, was decapitated. This guy, the driver, drove all the way home with the man's body in the car and went to his house and went to, well, yeah, okay. Well, the body, the head was missing. Not half the body. He was not sliced in half at the torso, but, right, I know what you're trying to say, but he goes home.
Yeah.
And for you listeners, I'm sorry, but I mean, it's a sad story. It really is. But wasn't the driver's fault.
Right.
But what happened was that where, you know, he goes home, he goes in the house, and he goes to sleep on his bed. Blood is all over his body. Because obviously something like that is going to spray blood, right? And
maybe
he goes home.
Maybe he was in shock.
You know what? Exactly.
Now, Janet, you know that dude, yeah, Mike, you know that guy who had, he's a motivational speaker. He has no arms and no legs. You
mm-hmm.
seen him?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
He's married, got kids. And a friend of mine said to me, hey, man, you ever think of meeting that guy and everything? I said, I can do better than that. I had a dream that I was with that guy, and we were in a rowboat.
Mm.
And I'm on the lake, and we're rowing. And all of a sudden, he stopped and said, you know, Ship, if this boat sinks, you ain't going to make it. I ain't?
Okay.
Yeah, because I can swim, and you can't.
Oh, okay.
Now, can you imagine that, Janet? You know how bad that is.
No.
I can't swim, Janet. I can't. Can you imagine that fool? He ain't got no arm, no leg, and his ass can swim away, and I'm going to drown.
Right.
Well,
and he got
arms and legs. In the Olympics, that's a swimmer, and he said people used to, I've been seeing a commercial, he said people used to stare at him, but he don't care now because he's got that Olympic gold medal. You know, he only
right.
got an arm and a piece of an arm. No way.
Right.
What is it? The Paralympic, what is it called? The para. The
Paralympic?
Paralympic.
Paralympic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know what, Simon? I hope that dream does not come true. I really do.
Yeah.
I hope it don't
either.
But today, you know.
Get some lessons.
Yeah, but can you imagine? Yeah. And he said it with a very cocky attitude. Can you imagine him being cocky and said, yeah, you ain't going to make it, Ship?
And he was confident. He was confident,
yeah.
Right. Very confident.
And he wasn't lying, though. I would have sunk like a rock.
Well, you know, the thing is that I tell folks, you know, I got a lot of friends who can't swim. A lady I used to date, she couldn't swim. I had her in 3 feet of water, and she panicked. And I was like, just relax. 3 feet of water, okay? But that told me something. If she is, you know, just like a, you know, it's just like where there's some folks that just panic around water. And that's something that we can talk about, where I really do feel like people should know just the basics of where you don't have to know how to swim. Know how to float, relax.
That's right.
You know?
Hey,
yeah.
That's been on my bucket list for years.
You got to learn how to float.
I can swim a little bit underwater. I can,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just get to the point. Now, all that floating and everything you're talking about, ain't nobody ever showed me how to do that. That's what I'm saying.
It's really simple. It's not as hard as people think it is. It's really a simple way because the thing is that, you know, as I just said, people panic around being in deep water. And everything.
Right.
I mean, I was on the swimming team,
you.
Right? And
oh,
I'll tell you the only time I was on the swim team, and I think the only time I ever had some any kind of where I felt panicky was during a swim meet. We were at Pasadena City College, and we were swimming in their pool that also doubles as their water polo pool. Water polo is played in a 12-foot deep pool, right?
Right.
Because you can't touch the bottom at all. So when we were doing this this competition, you start off in like maybe 5 feet, but then all of a sudden the bottom of the pool, it just drops. So then when you put your head down, you're looking at the, you know, I mean, you can see the bottom like when you're in 5 feet, 8 feet, this and the other. But the moment you come across that 12-foot drop, oh, my God, it just scared the shit out of me. Excuse my language. But it did because it's like looking dark, like you in the ocean. And you know, it's fearful. It really is.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden you cross over. Yeah, where it goes from 6 feet to 12, it just drops.
Yeah.
Just like jumping off a building. You know, and
yep, it sure does.
Of course, I did lose the race, you know, because it blew me away. But I think that one thing we all should learn is how to relax and float. Just float. Lay on your back. Float. Relax your body.
I tell you,
now,
that,
okay,
that,
so,
you know,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
huh?
No, you go ahead.
That, I was in a, you mentioned the Olympic pool, and I was at in Denver at the Olympic pool. It's amazing, Janet, what love will do for you, and I it would do to you. And there was a girl I was trying to impress, and my friend said, "Hey, man," because everybody was diving off the high dive, right? I'm in the seventh grade, and I saw this girl, Belinda. And I wanted Belinda bad, boy. I was talking to Belinda and everything. She said, "Ty, you gonna get up there and jump?" Get up there and jump. I got my butt up there. And my friend's like, "Look, man." I said, no, man, I got it already figured out." "You do?" He said, "Yeah, I'm going to run all the way out. And I'm going to leap. And I'm going to grab that divided line that divides the deep from the shallow. And I'm going to hang on." He said, "All right. You going to do that?" "Yeah, I did." Man, I got it. I got my, because I thought I was the fastest kid anywhere. I ran as fast as I leaped out there, that damn line by my fuck like a rock.
And went down to the bottom of the pool.
I went right to the bottom.
Yep.
I was throwing bubbles at like edge. I was throwing water everywhere. And they never figured out, this fool is drowning. And they look at Sam, look at him, they were laughing. Oh my God, the girl was laughing. When I finally got my butt up out that pool, you talk about a dude running out of there. I scared the hell out of bejesus out of me. I thought for sure I was going. He said, "Hey, man," my buddy was sitting there saying, "I knew you wasn't gonna make that."
I tell you what, I went through the same thing, and we're going to get into the topic, but I'm glad that you brought that up. And for anybody who's listening, you know, if you don't know how to swim, you don't have to know how to swim, know how to save yourself. It's really simple. It really is. It's where, you know, you got to learn how to swim, just learn how to float. I remember back when I was a little boy, and I'll never forget this. A person pushed me into a pool, and it freaked me out. I had never been in a pool in my life. I didn't know whether to go up, down. I didn't know what up was or down was. And one of my brothers jumped in and pulled me out. When he pulled me out, my other brother was knocking the shit out of the guy who pushed me in, right? I mean, he punched the hell out of us. Well, my brother Daryl, Janet, you know, he was one who he didn't go against a fight. He would actually initiate one, but he was punching the hell out of that guy, you know. But where I lived, when I lived in California, there was a YMCA right behind our house, and you probably wouldn't imagine a YMCA behind our house because it was in Altadena and it was a wooded area. But they had a day camp. They had tree houses. They had, it looked like a forest, and it was so hidden from the street, it would just amaze you. And I got to know the lifeguards and everything. And I remember a friend of mine came there to swim one time, a friend of mine that went to school with me, and I was walking around, and I was kind of like a fixture type lifeguard, you know, I just felt like that was my job, you know, because it was right over the fence of my backyard, you know. And I knew all the lifeguards and everything, and so I would help out. And I remember walking around the deck, and this guy was actually looking up at me, and bubbles were coming out of his mouth, and he wasn't swimming. And I'm like, "So what's going on here?" And I'm looking at him, and I see his eyes get wider, and I'm like, "The hell?" He was in the deep end. He couldn't figure out, paddle forward, get yourself above the water, you know. And he was only like a foot and a half away from the edge. And I jumped in and grabbed him, and he took a gasp of air. He almost drowned. And I take notice of it. I could have kept on walking and not even known. But he almost drowned. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Oh, one time I did a backflip off the side of not a diving board, off the edge, and my head just barely scraped the edge of the pool. I could have really busted my skull. But, you know, you got to be careful whenever you're around the pool and water. Don't have too much fun. So now let me go ahead and go into some of our topics. Janet sent me a lot of things, but there's a few things I want to go over. And these are some things that came to mind. No shirts, no shoes, no service, right? That's always been with restaurants and private businesses. But now it's been extended. No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
Right.
What is your thought about companies or stores, I'm sorry, or private businesses who are saying, hey, look, you can't come into my establishment if you don't have on a mask? Or if you want to say, hey, look, can you show me that you've had a vaccine or this and the other? People are saying, I shouldn't have to show proof of a vaccine. No, you are going to a business who has the right to deny you to their business, right? They have the right.
Right.
They always have. They always have the right to deny service. Now, granted, the government, like even courthouses, which I was at the courthouse like 2 weeks ago, hell, you got to take off your belt. You got to take everything that's in your pocket and put into a little thing, because I had to go up there for an issue. You got to do that. Plus, they check your temperature. You can't debate with them, can you? So
no.
How can you debate with a privately owned business when they say, hey, look, in order to come in here, you got to have on a mask. In order to get the same thing to me as no shirt, no shoes, right? That's how I look at it. And I'm going to finish up with this. So I saw something on the internet where someone who has a business that said, no mask, no service. Abbott don't pay a damn bill in this store, meaning, you know, the Governor Abbott, right? He don't pay no bill. What's your guys' thoughts about that?
Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'll make it quick. There's no law saying that you have to there's a requirement for you to have a mask or shoes or shirts or anything like that. But I feel that's the establishment's priority. If they decide they and it's their right if they want someone to not come in unless they have those requirements on. And,
yeah.
And there's nothing anybody can do about it because there's no law saying you can't or you can.
Well, they own the business. That's their business. Right. Okay, so we're on the same track. That's their business. It's not a government business. It is a privately owned establishment. You cannot, and see, like, where we went through this years back where with the gay issue, which Timon brought up last week, but look at where the person who wanted a cake made, and that person, the baker said, well, I'm not with the gay thing. Now, that's their choice. I didn't personally agree with it, but they have that right to say,
that's
I don't
right.
have to serve you. It's private. It's not a government thing. It's a private business. They have the right to deny a service.
To make their own rules.
Well, I was going to say that you're right about that. Both of you guys are right about that. And they're doing it here in California. They're doing it because it's called humanity. Humanity is not, you know, take your rights and all that stuff out of the way. We have a virus that can kill you from 26 feet. Don't even got to be up in your face. 26 feet can take you out. You're taken home to your family or whoever's winged, and all of a sudden everybody else dies. Because you don't want to. So because you have decided that you're going to be selfish, that you're not going to care about humanity, that you're going to someone's taking your rights and all this and my freedom and all this crap. You know, I even had a friend of mine say, man, I'm just going to wait. I said, what, you waiting to die? Because that's what's going to happen to your old ass if you don't get the damn shot. That's what are you
right.
waiting for? What are all these excuses? What is all this? Oh, they're making a pill now. You got this shot, fool. Right? And you, it really, it's very frustrating. It really is. I'm telling you, this whole pandemic thing and Donald Trump thing has all made you, you know, certain people, you don't even want to talk to them anymore because you didn't realize how ignorant and arrogant and selfish that they are. That's what we have
right.
here. And all these people that have died did not need to die. They didn't
right.
need to. They died because a lot of ignorance and folks did not care. And so I commend the store owners.
Right.
Hey, do you. If that's what you believe, cool. I think it's great.
And some of the main politicians who are walking around saying that no mask is a requirement for not wearing a mask and you don't have to, but most of those people have gotten a shot. If you check when they're talking and you look up their name and just put the question in, they've gotten their vaccine, but they're sitting there pumping it out to other people saying, don't get a shot. Don't wear a mask.
Well, DeSantis is killing people.
No,
DeSantis
exactly
is
right.
his,
yeah, exactly
his,
right. No, go ahead.
That's
Dr. Ahead.
Yeah, that dude is, I didn't think that we could produce any more ignorant-ass white folks like that, but that boy is an idiot. And I'm telling you, by him putting that out like that, that is just wrong. And they're believing
yeah,
it. They're believing everything.
And he said
okay,
he don't
so,
give a bleep.
So let me say this. So you both agree that any private business should have the right to not allow a person into their establishment if they don't wear a mask or cannot show proof of them having the
right.
vaccine, right? Now,
right.
Right. Okay. Because like I said, the whole thing is about, remember I said, no shirt, no shoes. So there are places that people walk in with no shoes, okay, especially around the beachfront properties and stuff like that. They don't enforce that. But no shirt, yeah, you should wear a shirt. But there's some folks who don't wear shirts. Go in and get served. But we're talking about a virus that kills. Not
right.
having on shirts or shoes don't kill people, right? So
right.
normally we got governors who are saying that if you try to enforce these on your with your own business, you could be fined. Am I right?
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two people doing that. That's
mm-hmm.
DeSantis and Homeboy in Texas.
That's right.
Them the only jackasses that's doing it. I mean, you know, them dudes want trouble. He gonna go after Biden? Talk about he needs to stick to doing his job. Let me shut up.
Yeah.
You're doing your job. Yeah. You're killing people.
He don't give a bleep until he take care
here.
Of the border.
Right. Let me open up another microphone in here. You know, I have to have the law in the house. Officer Crenshaw, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, hey.
Hey,
hey
Officer
hey,
Crenshaw.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I was trying to decide whether I should wear a mask or not.
Well, thank God that, you know, the phones don't really let that go through, but, you know, you never know. That might be an issue, too, at some point. And everything, but as we're talking about, which you know, this topic is about, you know, no shirts, no shoes, no mask, no service. What's your thoughts about it?
I'm mixed, to be honest, because if that establishment states that no mask, no service, you should abide by that. But
mm-hmm.
like what the mayor just imposed in the city limits inside of any building, you must have a mask. I don't agree
mm-hmm.
with that. She is the mayor. She controls those city government buildings, but not those privately owned buildings. She shouldn't be able to dictate to them. what they choose
okay,
to do.
Okay, hold on. But I have to stop you for a moment. I got to stop you for a moment, and I want you to continue. But I got to stop you for a moment. I went to the courthouse last week or 2 weeks ago. When you walk through that front door, it's not about just having a mask. They have a machine there that checks your temperature. Now it was hot. And then not just me, another individual, our temperature was high because, what, it was hot outside. They said, step over here for a few minutes. You know, we understand it's hot out. See if your temperature goes down. But otherwise, if it didn't, I would not be able to conduct business in it, right? So I had to stand at this one point, so did the other folks, and they're testing your temperature. And you have to have on a mask. If you don't have one, they'll give you one. This is a government building. So the government buildings are saying, oh, hell no. You can't come in here without us checking you, and you have on a mask. A person who has a personal business says, well, I just want you to wear a mask. I'm not checking your temperature. I just want you to have on a mask. So go ahead and follow up. Because the government is saying, the government is saying, you can't come into this building until you pass these two things and have on a mask.
That's a hospital and doctor's office is also. You have to have a mask on. You have to get your temperature, or they're not going to take you.
Right.
Well, what I'm saying is this, where I understand. I understand where the government buildings are pushing this whole thing. I expected that. But you cannot have a mayor or governor say that a private business is not allowed to, you know, and I'm sure Tommy will agree with me. You cannot tell a person who owns their own business, you cannot not allow people to come into your establishment or make them wear masks. Because you're making people wear masks going into your buildings. So the people who own these businesses should have the same right as the government buildings do. Am I right or wrong?
That's the thing, though, Mike. As that private establishment, they have that option. They can let people in there and say, no mask. You're not required to have a mask. The thing is, we need to go spend our money somewhere else if we don't feel safe going in there. We have
Hold on, Crenshaw, for a minute. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that, like, the governor in Florida, the one in Texas, is really trying to remove a mandate, right, for masks. And they're pretty much saying that these people cannot service folks who choose not to wear a mask. Am I right or wrong? That's what they're saying. You cannot tell people you cannot come here. No, wait a minute. They are saying that you cannot deny service to a person who chooses not to wear a mask. That is not correct. That is not right. Because if I own a business, and like I said, keep in mind,
you have
no
the
shirt,
right to refuse it from anyone.
Okay, but that's my point. But they're saying that if a business says, well, you can't come in here because you're not wearing a mask, they're looking at fining these businesses for enforcing people to wear a mask.
No, that ain't going to stand
up.
Yeah,
you understand? Janet,
you have a right to refuse anyone.
Hold on just a second. Janet, and correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that what they're saying in those states?
I just believe, Mike, I don't understand the big deal. I really don't. Put the damn mask on. Go eat your food and take your ass home. It's petty, man. It's just petty. I'm tired of. I mean, can you imagine? All I'm asking you to do is put on a mask to block something. And you're telling
right.
me
for less
than
maybe
10 minutes
that you'll be in my establishment. You might be in my restaurant for 10 minutes, maybe 15. Wherever you go, that's up to you. But if you come into my establishment, I'm trying to protect the people around me and around you. Janet, what's your thoughts about it? Do you feel like it's wrong?
I don't think the governor should have a right. Because most of the people who aren't wearing masks is getting that Delta strain, and they are in the hospital. They're showing them, say, please, go get a vaccine. I wish I had have known, you know. But that's all they're asking, to protect, not just to protect yourself, but to protect your loved ones, your family, your friends. Wear a mask. There's nothing
like
wrong
with
that.
I like what you just said, because here's the thing. And I don't give a damn what anybody says. According to the most recent COVID individuals individuals who have caught it are in those two states, Florida and Texas.
Right.
Their numbers are climbing. Now, anybody can say, oh, well, that's just the media saying it. No, it ain't just the media. The numbers are climbing in those two states because those two governors are like, nah, you ain't going to tell us how to do this and any other way. Just asking you to tell folks who did not get the vaccine, wear a mask when you're out in public. Not telling you to get the vaccine, not forcing you to get a shot. Just when you're out of your home or you want to go buy something, put on a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
like I said, Mike, I'll never understand it. It's really ignorant. I mean, and I just don't. We have a virus, you polio. We've had all the, you know, the Tuskegee Airmen, the Tuskegee experiment. Yeah, they did. But a black woman helped in. We got black folks that helped create our vaccine. Okay, people think we're going to make it today. You didn't ask all them questions about high blood pressure medication. You don't ask all them questions about Tylenol. You don't ask all these questions about all this other crap that you can go into a drugstore and they give you. You go down there to the herb man, you don't ask him.
You know
what's
so funny that
stuff,
you
but
said that?
One thing.
Mm-mm. But you know what's so funny that you said that? I won't say funny, but was really interesting what you just said. You don't ask questions about stuff that they normally advertise on television that's going to make your sex better, going to make your whatever better, but they tell you, may cause this, may cause that, and even death, right?
Hell, Trump told them to take bleach, and they did it.
I'm sorry?
Trump told them to drink the bleach, and they did.
Yeah.
And got sick, and probably died. So here's what I want to do real quick and get this out the way, because I really want to get this out the way. You know, when we look at all the stuff that's going on with Donald Trump, and there's people that I know that are supporters, you know, and they're still my friends. I can't say friends. I say associates. I respect them and their point of view, though I don't agree with it, but I respect them as people. I don't hate them. I hope they don't hate me. And if they do, I don't give a shit. But when you look at what's going on right now, and we're going to get into some other topics. Also, I want to go into the back-to-school thing. Any of you that have kids that are in school, what's going on at the school, whether it's high school or college, middle school, elementary, or whatever. And then I want to get into the conversation about the recent New York shootings that is really out of hand. I saw a video recently. And then Janet shared some things that we're going to get into. The time is now 6:44. We are basically halfway through the show, so we've got a lot more that we're going to talk about. But I want to play this track here. I'm sorry, this compilation of Donald Trump compilation, 90 Shocking Lies. Take a listen to it and tell me what you think. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Who's number one with Hispanics? Trump.
Yes, you told me that earlier.
I love the Mexican people and their spirit, but the country of Mexico is killing us. I want to build a wall. I'm going to build a wall.
I want to build the wall. We need the wall.
And Mexico will pay for the wall.
But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
And it's really weak to call John McCain a loser because he was a...
I never called him. No, I don't call
that
him.
That is outrageous. That's an American hero.
I don't like losers.
But Frank, let me get to it. He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
And then I watch this idiot Lindsey Graham on television today, and he calls me a jackass. He's a jackass. The man of the toupee. This is on the front page of the New York Times. I don't wear a toupee.
I'll prove once and for all that it's mine, okay?
Come. Is it mine? Look.
It is.
It is. Say it, please.
Yes, I believe it is.
Thank you. I have such respect for women. I cherish women.
You call women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account...
Only Rosie O'Donnell. I love the women that faint when I speak. Those are the ones that love me.
No, go ahead, Donald.
No, I'm a gentleman, Hillary. Go ahead. What I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that.
You brag that you have sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that?
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk. Every woman lied when they came forward to hurt my campaign.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell you. You take a look. Look at her. Look at her words. You tell me what you think. I don't think so. I don't think so.
All of these liars will be sued after the election is over.
I'm going to take such good care of women's health care issues, you won't even believe it.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Such a nasty woman.
Trust fund.
I have tremendous respect for women.
Have you ever done those
things?
Women
have respect for me.
But I'm surging with women.
I think Hillary would be a terrible president.
Well, I think the only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote.
She's a world-class liar. Just look at her pathetic email server statements.
She's crooked Hillary. Don't you understand that? This is one of the most crooked politicians in history. This is the legacy of Hillary Clinton. Death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness. She's the devil. Hillary Clinton is a bigot.
I was going to say something extremely rough to Hillary, to her family, and I said to myself, I can't do it. I just can't do it. If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
She has tremendous hate in her heart.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing to lose to crooked Hillary Clinton? That would be terrible.
Is there anybody you'd like to apologize to right now yourself?
No.
No?
I think I would probably get along very well with Putin. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. Hillary likes to play tough with Russia. Putin looks at her and he laughs, okay?
He laughs.
He'd rather have a puppet as president of
no
the United
puppet.
States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
I know nothing about Russia.
Talking about Gitmo, right? Guantanamo Bay. Which, by the way, we are keeping open. And we're going to load it up with some bad dudes, believe me. We're going to load it up.
Would I approve waterboarding? You bet your ass I'd approve it. You bet your ass. In a heartbeat.
And I'd bring back a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
I want surveillance of certain mosques, okay? If that's okay.
Because they are recruiting by the thousands. They're leaving our country. And then when they come back, we take them back. Oh, come on back. Where were you? I was fighting for ISIS. Oh, come on back. Go home. Enjoy yourself.
I will absolutely take database on the people coming in from Syria if we can't stop it, but we're going to. I've made it known. If I win, they're going back. ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay. He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
The, you know, if you're on a sports team, most valuable player, MVP, you get the MVP award. ISIS will hand her the most valuable player award.
I thought I heard a little voice over there.
Take him out.
Get him out of here.
Oh, throw him the hell out of here. Am I allowed to rip that whistle out of the mouth? I'd rip that. Go home to mommy.
I love the old days. You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks.
I don't throw babies out, believe me. I love babies.
Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here.
They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
If I become president, we're all going to be saying Merry Christmas again. That I can tell you.
If you look at North Korea, this guy, he's like a maniac, okay? And you got to give him credit.
That's a famous Mussolini quote. You retweeted it. You like the quote? Did you know it was Mussolini?
It's okay to know it's Mussolini. Look, Mussolini was Mussolini. It's okay to know. It's a very good quote. It's a very interesting quote.
I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
I don't know anything. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him.
Do you plan to visit with the Pope when he comes into Philadelphia?
Well, the Pope believes in global warming. You do know that, right? Hey, in this room, it's so hot in here, maybe I'll start to believe it myself. This room is hot. Written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said. Whoever the hell brought this mic system, don't be the son of a bitch to put it in, I'll tell you.
Okay, so I'm going to stop it right there because there's about another 4 minutes of it, but I want to, I think you guys listened enough. I mean, this was the president of the United States, was, but he still has control over a party that is so important to the United States, the Republican Party. They all kiss the freaking ring when they go see him. I want to go with timing first.
What's that?
I want you to just kind of like tell me what you thought about all those little clips that I put together, or really I found of what he said and everything. And your thoughts about your total thoughts about
America.
He bamboozled a certain percentage of America, right?
Right. I mean, the fact that he even won, I mean, and it lets you know what social media, what cell phones, where America is today. People don't read. People don't. I'm not saying you got to be a scholar, but they right. don't pay attention to what's going on. And the fact that this man could sit up and bamboo. And the biggest problem with Americans is we're such consumers. We're such we like to hold the pails for the rich because we prop them up mm-hmm. and everything and make them be something that they are. And this man was a reality TV show host. And mm-hmm. Honey Boo Boo and everybody else became, you know, Flavor Flav and everybody. I mean, you know, and people will get upset if you say to them, hey, you know, why are you judging me for watching this wretched crap that's on TV? Because the reason why we're judging you is because you're sitting back and you're allowing this to control. You're trying to make this like it's real. And it's destroying the very fabric. It's destroying truth. You're telling me that this behavior, see, that's the problem with being free. That means you're free to be an idiot. So when you say I want everybody to be free, now you got all this. It also lets in everybody else. Remember how you tried to do a dress code for a club, and then all of a sudden mm-hmm. wanted to do say, man, we get more people, man. We just get rid of the dress code. Well, that's when they always
this
say
behavior
all
is
money
becoming,
is good money.
Becoming, but this negative behavior is becoming acceptable. That's the problem I'm looking at, is that folks are looking at it where, well, you know, that's Donald Trump. You know what I mean? That's just him. You know what I'm saying? They're accepting it. And
well, Kanye went right behind him and propped him up too. Kanye or the other rappers, Steve Harvey, all these guys. They all went in.
I think Steve Harvey stepped away. I think he was smart enough to know to step away, and he's not supporting him. But Kanye might still be on the totem pole, in a sense. Let me go ahead and go to Janet. I'm going to get your response. Officer Crenshaw, what's your thoughts about what you just heard? Because I've grabbed that where you can hear all the lies. And if you listen to it closely enough, you would hear where he contradicted a lot of things from one thing to another. What's your thought?
I'm trying to figure out how to put it in words, because I don't want to say the man is a genius, because I don't so much care for him. Okay? Mm-hmm. But he's a salesman. Listening to all those clips, he's mm-hmm. giving range of people everything that they want. Now, as the president of the United States, he's supposed to be a little bit more diplomatic about how he speaks.
Right.
He's cursing, he's name calling, he's doing everything. He's trying to throw jokes out there. He's trying to get laughter out of people. He's getting responses
mm-hmm.
from people, whether it's the black rapper sitting back laughing at what he says, you know, the black comedian, whether it's the comedian, the redneck, he's saying things that he's heard off of TV that drew his attention, and he was able to get the attention of many of people speaking, and I would say speaking in tongue. But
in that tone, right, right.
And you're right,
yep.
It has become acceptable because you got 4 and 5 year olds growing up listening to the President of the United States curse and call people out of their name and say, I don't like them because they're fat or because he has a Muslim name, he's the leader of the Muslims, you know. And it's completely unacceptable. As the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, you set
mm-hmm.
the example you want America to be. And that example
right.
he set is horrible because
mm-hmm.
you thought disrespect and was gone as far as people respecting one another, respecting the
mm-hmm.
elderly, respecting the sick, respecting authority. You thought that was gone. It's going out the window because of him completely.
Okay. And you know what? I like your answer because that's the same way I felt. I feel like, you know, I mean, to be honest, I mean, you are the leader of the free world, and you're using certain terms and you're saying certain things towards individuals, not just towards a certain group of people, but you also attack individuals. There have been presidents in the past who didn't like a certain thing, but they knew how to do it in a respectable way, but we knew what they were talking about. But he's just out there. Janet, what's your thoughts about it? Are you there?
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, don't be sorry. What's your thoughts about it? I played the video.
Michael.
Go ahead.
Can you
hear me? Yes. We can hear you.
Before he became president, I saw a video of his children sitting down with him on, I think it was ABC. They were talking about how smart, how articulate, how wholesome and fun and loving their dad was. And all I saw for 4 years was a narcissistic comedian. Everything, when he pointed a finger at somebody, it was really he was talking about himself. So whenever he said what somebody was, it was really him, you know. And it was nothing but a joke. And we almost lost our country over this buffoon. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, I played that, as I said, I played that because, so you guys can hear, because it shows it actually puts it puts where he contradicted a lot of stuff. And granted, some folks might listen to the show and say, well, he ain't president anymore. Why are you bringing him up? Well, he's still in charge of the Republican Party. That's who they're going after. That's who the Republican Party is basing on. They're going to Florida to kiss the ring.
Yeah.
Right? He has control of this party. And it is
And all this money.
All this money. And it's really crazy because if you listen to that one part when he was talking about Lindsey Graham, and Lindsey, which really shocked me, who was definitely against Donald Trump from Jump Street, Lindsey was like, this guy is crazy. This guy is out of his mind. And now Lindsey is like, oh, he should still be president. What the hell are you talking about? And to everybody who might be listening, that is a Republican. Okay? I don't play the party. I don't play the politics game. I really don't. You know, I can vote for who the hell I want to. I don't have to be a Democrat on one side and a Republican on the other. I don't. That's the good thing about the freedom. That's what the Constitution tells you. You can do whatever you want to within the Constitution. But when you have an individual like a Donald Trump who has a history of lying, a history of lying, my question also is, when you say that all these women who are claiming that he molested them, he ain't been brought into court yet, couldn't be when he was president, but right now he could. You did Bill Cosby that way, and guess what? Bill Cosby's free now, based on a situation of where they tricked Bill Cosby. Am I right or wrong? See, they gave him a promise. And
they didn't
back
actually
on.
Trick him. They didn't
trick him. Yeah, they did.
Him. No.
In a sense, they did. In a sense. In a sense. Well, okay, I'll take that back. I won't say trick. They didn't trick him, but they went against their promise.
They breached the contract that he
they breached a contract. Right. Exactly. They breached a contract, and a contract is exactly that, a contract. And when they breached the contract, they were wrong. They should have caught that in stage one. Okay? And
but
this conversation with
politics. That's the problem you have with politics. Your DA is probably the powerful person up that chain of command. And nobody wants to go against that DA, period.
Mm-hmm.
So even your federal agencies don't like going against the district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
No, right. You're definitely right. No one likes to go against them. That's true.
Plus, Trump had a lot of people sign disclosures. And so a lot of people couldn't talk because they had signed this, which they realized later on that the disclosures didn't really mean anything, you know. But they thought that they couldn't talk. And he paid a lot of people off, you know. And so he just was constantly getting away with it, you know.
Right.
He breached so many ethics being in office, pay to play. He started right off with that. When he got the hotel in Washington, you know, and anybody who came there, they had to pay in order to get.
Let me ask. Let me ask Simon, what do you think? I mean, in all honesty, because I think that everybody, I won't say everybody, I think many of people feel like Donald Trump needs to be in front of a court of law. Do you think that will happen? And, you know, will it happen? And will
if
he
they don't,
actually
if
be?
They don't, and they, will he ask you what?
No, yeah, I'm asking you this. Do you believe that Donald Trump will be in a court of law at some point? Because, you know, you look at the state of New York and all the other stuff that's you know, being presented. Also with his tax and everything, do you believe he will actually be called into a court of law and that he will be convicted for a crime and maybe serve any kind of time or just be on?
I think that what they're going to do, if they don't put him in jail, they're going to destroy his corporation.
That's right.
Okay.
So if he don't go behind bars, they're going to destroy his corporation.
Okay.
Because, and matter of fact, all the people around him will go to jail. All his boys will go to jail.
The guy who was in charge of, I forgot his last name or his name. I'm sorry, what did you say?
You talking about the Weisenberger, whatever his name was?
Yeah, Weisenberger,
The one who been with him for years that arrested. So you think that he's going to go ahead and go against Trump and share because he said he's innocent? Do you think he's going to speak up?
I think he's going to go against Trump because he doesn't want his children to end up being in trouble going to jail. Trump doesn't have the power to pardon anybody anymore.
Okay. Officer Crenshaw, what's your thoughts on this? Do you think that Donald Trump will do jail time or maybe not? Or, I mean, what are your thoughts as they still investigate it? Because now he's not the president anymore. They had to wait until that ended in order to actually go after him and possibly try to convict him of crimes.
I think he'll actually end up in court. I don't think he'll end up doing any jail time, which is going to add to the myth of the rich, the white, and the powerful. And it's based upon the fact that he's got too many notebooks on too many people. They're not going to allow him or let him do any time. You got people who will surrender their ass cheeks before they let Trump go to jail. That's just how loyal they are to him.
Good point. Yeah, that's a good point. You're right.
You know,
that's a good point.
Even though he's dangling over their head, their marriage, their children, you know, all of this stuff, he's dangling over them to keep them in check. You know, that they'll give their freedom away before they allow him to give his away. So I don't think he'll do any jail time.
Okay. That's a good point. I mean, you know, to be honest, that's a good point that there are people who are still willing to protect him, to keep him from being behind bars. That's a good point. And we have to see how it plays out, you know. And as I said, it just really boggles the mind that where a person like a Bill Cosby winds up in jail of allegations, which is the same thing that the former president of the United States has been accused of, but he has not had to sit up in front of a court of law to answer to these allegations.
If they don't
make any sense.
If they don't go after him for something major and they end up going after him for taxes, that's feeding to his ego because it puts him right there next to Al Capone. That's just feeding to his ego. Oh, they could only get me for this.
Right.
And it's not going to be just to get rid of the Republican Party going to fall, but the Democrat Party will too. Because for 4 years, they've been trying to stop him, and they weren't able to succeed because they said you could not prosecute any sitting president. But now he's not seated anymore. And
okay.
All this stuff is coming out. And it's coming out for a reason. They're going to go after
it. Let me go ahead and open up the mic. I got 909-732 that's waving their hand. See if what they have to say on this topic. And everybody needs to mute here. So I'm going to open up their mic. 909-732. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open up your mic. Welcome to CMGS. What's your name? And go ahead and share your thoughts about what we're talking about.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Oh, this is Suzette.
Yes, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's a little warm here in California, but it's not too bad, I guess.
Well, because you're inside the house. You're not sitting out there in that scorching hot sun and being baked like a damn piece of bacon. Oh, go ahead.
Right. No, my husband is, though, today. You know, he's a painter, and so he's working on a house a couple of streets down. And, yeah, so he's frying, fortunately. Anyway, so if I may contribute to the conversation, an alternative view. I guess the question you were proposing was whether Donald Trump would be ever charged for anything and put in jail. Everybody was right as far as they couldn't do anything while he was president. But the New York DA had been investigating Trump and so trying to put together a case so when, you know, if he didn't become president, then she could file charges. And so far, we haven't seen anything. I mean, she was hot for, you know, as far as going to get him, and all of a sudden it got quiet. So either she didn't find anything, but she was determined. I don't know what to make of that other than she hasn't been able to find anything to indict him for. Taxes-wise, the IRS would have gone after him because nobody escapes the IRS. Whether they would have dinged him for as far as penalties or in jail for tax evasion, because they have no problem putting people in jail for that. You know, we have celebrities that have been put in jail for that.
Can I ask you this? Real quick.
Sure.
Donald Trump promised the American public, okay, he promised the American public that after he said that he was under, you know, audit, that after the audit, which was, 5 years ago, he said he was being audited, right? 5 years ago. He spent 4 years president of the United States of America. He said, once they're done auditing me, I will share it. But the thing is this, Suzette, they said that, no, you can look at Donald Trump's tax information. Hold on. Information. We don't have to hold on to it. The Supreme Court said, yes, you can look at that now. Those that have already been audited, yes, it's out there. This is the first president in what, 40-something years that said, no, I'm not going to share my taxes in over 40 years. And to this day, they're fighting it because, as you well know, just not too long ago, the Supreme Court said, no, it can be shown. It can be available. Now, I just want you to, you know, just understand that, and you can go back and take a look at it. But the Supreme Court said, Supreme Court, which is majority what? Republican just, they have to go by the law, right? Not by Donald Trump's law, but by the law. Now, his attorneys are fighting it, which they have a certain amount of time to fight it. But if they cannot really, you know, find a reason to not let the American public know the truth about his taxes, it has to be shown. It has to be available. It has to be where we know. What's your answer to that, please?
Well, it's going to sound a bit trifle, but I would say that politicians lie.
Why is it trifle?
Because I'm going to say politicians lie. As far as he made a promise that he didn't fulfill, he's not obligated. If it was that major of a deal, then there would be a law added to the conditions of being a candidate for president. You know, other than what's in the Constitution, they would require candidates to turn over their taxes.
Wow. You just said the right word, the Constitution. Exactly. What does the Constitution say?
Constitution says that you have to be over 35 years or older, and you have to be an American citizen and live in the United States, and that's pretty much
how it. How old is Donald Trump? 70 what?
Seven, in his early 70s, I know that, but five or older, so.
Exactly. You're definitely on point. But what makes Donald Trump special more than you of not sharing their taxes or trying to, well, when he was president, he could do that. He was president. He could say, hey, I'm the president. I can do what the hell I want to do. But he's not anymore, right? So what makes Donald Trump special at this point in time to where now Supreme Court has said, no, you gotta give it up. You got to give it up. Like a song I know by Jody Wally. You got to give it up. You got to give it up. And this is going to hurt Donald Trump big time, you know. By the way, the song is called Real Love, but in the song it says, you got to give it up. You got to give it up. Donald Trump has to give it up. He's got to give up the truth, right? Now, follow me on this. He's got to give up the truth. And if he's being truthful, he shouldn't worry about a damn thing. Am I correct?
I suppose.
Yes or no?
But it also falls on the same, I mean, as far as I would want my privacy respected too, and if the situation were
your taxes are not private. No, what I'm saying is that. But here's the thing. I have to say, when you're an American citizen just like I am, but everything is not private, right? Everything is not private. What money you make on your job is not private. You've got to pay unless you're working under the table. Okay? Follow me on this one now.
Uh-huh.
If I work for a person who's paying me cash money, well, the government don't know about that. They don't. But if they write me a check, they're going to either, you know, it's going to come as a 1099, all right? You know what the 1099 is, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got to pay for that. The government knows, oh, you made $1,000 on this? We want our money. You made $1,000. You got to give us $10, whatever. Okay? But Donald Trump is allegedly, I've heard a millionaire, billionaire. We don't know what Donald Trump is. We heard that he only paid $750 in taxes. We heard that, right, over the years. $750 in taxes. That's what some people pay in 6 months in taxes or less. But this is a guy who is allegedly a billionaire or million. I don't know for sure because we don't know. You don't know. You won't know until he comes forward and tells you exactly what his real work is. Exactly when we see actual, you know, the dollar amount that Donald Trump has made off of his golf courses, his brands, and everything. We don't know that yet because he said, what did he say? I don't think that the American public even care. Yes, we do. You're talking about your base, but the people who don't support you, yes, we do. We want to know how much money do you pay in taxes because we pay our taxes every freaking year. Are you paying your amount? And he didn't want to tell them.
Well, the IRS would know.
Well, no.
If they did the auditing, they would know.
But go back and remember, that information was not shared. He said it. He was president. It was not shared. The IRS was not able or capable of sharing that information at that time. He is not president anymore. Hold on, follow me. That's how come it went back into the courts, and the courts said, yes, it has to be shared with the Congress. It has to be shared. In fact, the Supreme Court had already said that a year ago, but his lawyers kept fighting it, and they're fighting it even now because they know that if it's shared, it's going to eat his ass up. And you know that as well as I do now. Come on. Let me quickly.
Well, we don't know.
I want you to stand by just a minute because I love when you call in. I love when you call in. Seriously, I really do. And I like to hear your point of view. And I'm pretty sure everybody who's on this show, all my co-hosts and everything, love to hear your side of the story, you know, and understand that. And I'm very thankful that you do chime in. Let me go to Timon. Is Timon still there? No, he's not. Let me go to Janet Davis. Janet, what's your thoughts on that? Okay, I don't hear Janet. Let me go to Officer Crenshaw. What's your thoughts on Donald Trump's as far as, you know, which we already know, he never wanted to share his taxes and everything, and we haven't heard it, in which he even said, if I win, I will share my taxes. That was almost 5 years ago when he said that. In fact, it was more than 5 years ago because he was running for office. So he spent 4 years. And then prior to becoming the president, at least, what, you run about 6 months And then after that, and even now, he is still, you know, in charge of the Republican Party. So you might as well say we're in 5 years and we still haven't seen anything about his taxes. What's your thoughts about that?
Honestly, Mike, I don't give a Rockwiler's ass about his taxes.
Okay.
Because it's not going to do anything for me. He made promises at the time, but he still became the richest president in history. If he was rich, we don't know. Okay, I don't care how much money he makes. I mean, he's not sleeping in my bed. He's not helping me pay my bills. So to find out his taxes now, I don't care. I really don't. If he made $2 trillion, how is that going to affect me to know he made $2 trillion? It's just going to piss me off that one made that much money.
But now look at the fact that where when he started having folks pay into the actually the Trump thing of where, you know, the fact that the election, according to him and his minions, was false. And Suzette, I want to ask you, do you really think that this was a robbed election? I'm going to give you a minute. In fact, I'm going to give you a lot of time to respond to what we're talking about right now. I really want to hear your point of view. But now the money is not going into actually doing an investigation. There's outside sources who are paying for it. The money is going to the Donald Trump fund. Okay? Let's just be realistic about it. Donald Trump is about making money. Well, I'm saying money is going into Donald Trump's pockets. Let me just say it very clear. It's going to his pockets. The people who are giving $20, $40, $10, 50 cents, don't matter. It's not going into what is costing to do the investigation about it allegedly was stolen. The money that is being sent to Donald Trump is going to Donald Trump. There are outside sources who are paying for these so-called, like in Arizona, there's outside sources who are paying for all that. And even you can look now of where there's sources who have been paying into it, and they still cannot, they have not, at this point, shown any proof whatsoever that there was something wrong. Now, let me go to Janet Davis. Janet, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so let me hear your point of view before I wind up my point of view and then let Suzette speak, because I'm going to give her that. You know, I'm very respectful to our callers, so I want to hear her point of view. But Janet, what's your thought about this whole thing, and share it with me and everybody else that's listening?
Michael, I had just stepped away because I had an important call, so I didn't hear what you were talking about. So I'll pass on this one.
Well, I'll let you know. What Suzette and I were talking about was the fact that Donald Trump was making money off of these followers. That are thinking that the money is going towards the whole thing as far as the election was robbed, right?
Well,
but Donald Trump,
happened,
as you well know.
Okay. But what happened is when they had the form, a lot of boxes were checked, pre-checked. And so a lot of people had reoccurring fees coming out from their bank accounts that was not supposed to be that way. They thought they were only doing a one-time donation.
Payment.
And so, yes, so Donald Trump now had to send a lot of that money back to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I just read that article, and I sent that article to you today.
I saw that.
Yeah,
so now, mm-hmm. Suzette, this is what mm-hmm. the Trump campaign, or whatever you want to call it, or the individuals who supporters on board, what they did to their supporters, they duped them. Now, granted, to be honest, you should read everything that you sign or agree to be involved in. What happened was, mm-hmm. like Jen said, there were individuals who gave, let's say, $20, but it was a occurring $20. It was a constant $20 out of their bank account. But according
mm-hmm.
to, like,
doctors
said that they kept it, right. They didn't check that box to where it was just a one-time thing, and they kept taking $20 out of their accounts. Well, that's kind of like, you know, to me, to be honest, that's not being honest. It's not. Especially by a guy, in my opinion, which I already know, he didn't believe in paying people, period. He didn't pay the folks who worked on the Lakeshore properties, even when his daddy was living, when they did the hotels and the casinos. He didn't pay the contractors. He filed bankruptcy. How many times? I wouldn't trust him. Why would you trust him to tell you, send me $20 and you know, you will help me with this whole thing of where, you know I got robbed from the election. That money didn't go towards an investigation for the election. Somebody else, an outside source, was paying for that. Donald Trump is putting that money into his property, into his pocket, into his bank account. Donald Trump is screwing you and everybody else who agrees with doing it. And the thing is that where also he caught you, or whoever is handling his business, he caught you because he made it where, you know what, we're going to come back to your bank account again. And don't get me wrong.
It was a weekly reoccurring fee.
Hold on a minute. There are companies who do this on the regular, be honest. There are some who will word it a certain way, and you don't even understand the fact that you have agreed to allow them to take money out of your bank account every time. It's not just dumb. Something does it. There's a lot of companies who do it. But why would the former president of the United States allow that? I'm just trying to understand.
You want me to respond now?
Okay. So, that being said, yes. Suzette, please respond and explain to us and make us.
Okay. So let's start from the top because there was a lot to unpack there. From the IRS to the campaign fund. So as far as the IRS goes, whether or not the IRS shares any information, because since it is the grand jury is a secret grand jury, they are not obligated to reveal any of the information that they see. So even though the courts had ordered Donald Trump to deliver his taxes, the grand jury will review those and then decide whether to indict or not, but they don't have to disclose what they had reviewed in order to decide whether they're going to indict or not. So,
sure.
And the court can't do anything about that because they've already just ordered the tax returns to be seen. But regardless of that, it's up to him to actually say, yes, go ahead, release them to the public. And obviously he doesn't want them released, and the IRS is not obligated to share that information with the public, but the courts had made them share that information with the grand jury. So
okay, I'm going to finish, but you said something that was really key. You said obviously he doesn't want to do that. why would he not want to do it when he said he would do it? I just want that answer, and then you can keep on going. Why would he tell the American public after being audited, and we've been dealing with this audited BS for years, and now it's been said by the Supreme Court, no, you can share that. Why would he not want the American public, which he said he would share with, why would he not want that to be shared? Answer that, and then I'll let you keep on going.
To be quite frank, I don't know. I can't speculate because I'm, you know, or answer that. I can only speculate because I'm not in his head. Mm-hmm. So speculation, you know, could be anything from, depending on how you view the man, you know, whether it's out of deception, he doesn't want people to know anything
guilty.
That he's done.
Guilty.
But again, if he would have done anything that was deceitful, the IRS would have caught it. They go through everything. So if the IRS hasn't caught anything, then I would say he just doesn't feel like it. He changed his mind, and maybe he just he values his privacy. Maybe he doesn't make as much money as he says he does. Maybe he's not worth as much money as he said he was.
Okay.
So that's for him. You know, I can't I even begin to say what goes on
in
his head.
For him, guilty. But go ahead, I'm listening.
As presidents go, and vice presidents go, you know, they have Secret Service that takes care of them and their family. And depending on how they want to work that out and whether or not they pay the person, like in, for instance, Joe Biden, he had a cottage there on his property. In 2011, when he was vice president, he had the Secret Service pay him rent to stay at a cottage adjacent to his Wilmington home. And so, you know, nobody made a big deal out of that. Otherwise, you would have remembered that, and you would, you know, as far as make a big deal out of President
Trump.
Did
he break the law?
So.
But did he break the law? Okay.
No.
So he did not
as far
break
as they're
law,
allowed to do that, I guess, as far as pay rent
mm-hmm.
to stay with the family. So. But
okay,
you guys
so
have brought that up
law.
As far as he was collecting money for the Secret Service to stay with him. So there are other vice presidents and presidents that have done that in previous years, and it's not a big deal because the Secret Service is there to protect him.
And Democrat, right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
As far as that goes.
I'm listening.
Wait. I got to ask, who's that a question? You're saying that... I'm sorry. You're saying that he collected rent from the Secret Service to stay in a house, a cottage, a house adjacent to his cottage?
Yeah, on his property, where his grandmother used to stay. Or his mother, I'm sorry, the kid's grandmother, but his mother. Mm-hmm.
So knowing that the government is paying the Secret Service's bills per diem or whatever it's called now, he was taking money from the government while working for the government as a landlord, I guess?
Yes, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
But Trump inflated the amount more so than anybody had.
Hello.
Especially when he had airplanes go, you know, out the way just to stay at one of his resorts, so like in Scotland or whatever, so he could pay, they can pay this large amount for rooms.
Hello.
Well, we could go tit for tat because Obama and Michelle Obama, former president and first lady, took separate vacations, so that cost extra money to take them where they wanted to go, as well as the Secret Service that had protected them. It's not any good to go tit for tat. You know, they do what they do as far as their protection goes and where they go while they're president and the family.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, I'm confused on all of that because prior military, when you're at guard, your salary is your salary, and they don't ask you to pay anything different. So basically, I'm just trying to figure it out in my head. So basically, they was pulling money from the government. It wasn't so much Secret Service was having to pay them. they were having to give travel vouchers back to the government and get money back from the government.
Correct. The government had to pay for it. See, well, the thing is that when I look at the fact of when you look at Secret Service, and let me say this, and I'm going to let you finish. The Secret Service, you know, mostly the Secret Service does not really just protect the president or whoever else. The Secret Service does really the first thing that most of them do is they do things as far as the spying, and they do Internet-type stuff and this and the other. In order to be a security for, like, the president and someone of a bigger thing, you have to be part of the Secret Service for damn near 2 years. You don't just automatically become a Secret Service agent, and then in 6 months, you are protecting the president. And you are pissed, okay? So that's the way it works, okay?
I understand all of that. What I'm trying to understand is when you're no longer president, first lady, vice president, you're still entitled to that security detail, which has to follow you around.
Right, if you want it or not.
So the government's still paying or could be still paying for Secret Service to follow these people all around the world.
Right. But Donald Trump, his family, his kids, his wife, whoever. Right. Anyone that can look at being a probably threatened by someone, right? So, they have that, you know, because they're in the spotlight. When you look at a Barack Obama, it's going to be him, his wife, his kids, and his mother-in-law, which are going to be the key figures. Okay, when you look at Donald Trump, it's going to be his wife, all his kids, okay, you know, they got Secret Service. So, like, you know, I mean, you know, the dollar amount goes up more for a larger family, right, if they choose to have it.
But Biden's $2,000 a month was nothing compared to Trump, and 1 month is $102,000 for Secret Service in May. That's a lot for one time. And the astronomical fees for the hotels when they had to, like I said, be transferred to out of the way to a resort. I mean, it's not I could see, and I don't see anything wrong with charging, but don't overcharge. Because
let me ask you this.
Misusing taxpayers' money.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Suzette, let me ask you this. But let me ask you this question. Do you believe Donald Trump has been honest about taxpayers' money, which Janet just said, as far as the security of his family, his hotels, his golf courses are going under? They're losing millions of dollars. Do you believe anyone? Okay, but then when he goes to play golf, and which was really shocking to me, that the day his brother died, he went and played golf. Now, I mean, I understand that a person tries to get an outlet. I get that. But he didn't even, whatever. But his brother died. He goes and plays golf. There's folks who say he cheat. You know, there's a lot of folks who say that. I don't know that to be a fact, but according to a lot of folks, say, well, he's a cheater on the golf course. There was one person at one of his courses that said that they were actually the winner, and then he said, well, you didn't play me, so you're not really the best player on this course. You got to play me. And then he cheated during that golf game and said, well, now we're going to make it a tie. I mean, let me ask you this, just point blank. Do you really believe Donald Trump is being honest, or does he lie a lot?
I don't know. I don't know the man. But again, politicians and personalities lie. I get to finish what I was started as far as answering all of your questions.
You never let me finish, Michael.
But hold on. You've heard the man speak. Do you think he promotes violence? Because when you look at some of the videos of him doing a speech, And I've never in my life heard a president promote violence toward people in the United States. I've heard them say, hey, look, if Russia want to do this, we're going to kick Russia's ass. You know what I'm saying? This, not the other. But when you're having a rally and someone says something towards you, and then you say, hey, look, you know what, if you whoop his ass or whatever the case might have been, I will pay for your legal fees. Have you ever known a president to ever go that far? And do you condone it, is my question. Is it funny to you, or is that okay to you? I'm just trying to understand. Because I don't think any president should do that to anybody in the American public. Just like if you look back to when John McCain was doing a town hall and the woman said that Barack Obama was a Muslim, I think, and he cut her off instantly and said, no, he's a family man. I respect him. We just have different, you know, opinions about things. I commend that man. I respect that man. John McCain, I respect you because you shut it off. You made it very clear. This is not about race. This is about, you know, running for office to do what you feel is best for the United States of America. You're not trying to put a race, him being a black man and agreeing that he's a Muslim. You're not saying that he wasn't born here. This and the other, he shut that woman off and said, no, hold on now. We just have a disagreement as far as policy. But he's a good family man. I respect John McCain to this day, even though he's dead. But Donald Trump could never, and will never say, I apologize, or I was wrong. Because we all know he was, and you do too. You know he was wrong for saying that. For the
you don't know that I know that because you won't let me speak.
Excuse me. No, I want you to speak, but I'm just saying that I want you to explain why you believe in Donald Trump. Well, you know wholeheartedly the man is a liar. So go ahead. The mic is yours.
Okay.
Go ahead.
As far as what he had said during his rallies, if you attended the rally, then you would know, or if you watched the rally, you would know, that it basically it was said in jest because everybody laughed and he laughed. Hey, if you do this to him, I'll pay your legal fees. Ha, ha, ha. Funny because of the fact that we had a lot of disruptors during those rallies that were actually injuring Trump supporters and going to the point of throwing things at them and trying to beat them down. So, you know, him saying that was in jest, but basically it was funny. But, yes, no president speaks that way, that he is not your typical president that follows all the presidency as far as how to behave, and everybody knew that when they elected him. I mean, he was bullish, he was rude, he was undisciplined, you know, and he would stray off of the speech and just go off the hinges and Twitter go after people, but the people he went after on Twitter, they attacked him first on Twitter, so he fought back, which doesn't make it right because two wrongs don't make a right. He should have just shut up and not said nothing. And, you know, those were his, I don't know what you call it, his things, the idiosyncrasies that people didn't like. They didn't like everything about Donald Trump because how could you? The man is just, okay. He's from New York and he's just a rude person. But as far as the elections go and the election investigations, immediately following the elections, the money that had gone into the recounts and the canvasses and all of that is what he paid for. Otherwise, the states would not have done those things unless he paid for those, or basically his campaign paid for those things. As of these current audits that are being done, yes, they're being paid for by private entities because private entities want to know if – the election numbers were accurate or not. He has no investment as far as campaign or anything else into those audits. They're
done
privately.
Oh, he has investment. Trust me, he has investment because we already know that he already tried to go ahead and get them to say that, hey, look, it was corrupt. He's got investment, it's not financially, just telling lies. which he's very
that
good
was
at.
Georgia, and that was just after the election. Yes.
Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, that's all lies, and you know that as well as I do. Okay? That's is what he's banking on.
I don't know.
Okay? And then,
I wish
and
I did.
But here's, what really amazes me, though, Suzette, you have a Republican who was over the voting, and they went over it over and over. I live in Georgia. I live here. And the thing is that where it's been going over and over again, and now they're very much against, what's his name, Rosenberg. They're against him because he's just being honest. That, hey, man, I can't tell a lie.
But,
you
Michael, what happens is when you
count the votes. Suzette, go back to what I just said. This is a Republican who said, I voted for Donald Trump, but I got to do my job. I'm not going to lie.
And that's fine.
Okay, but Donald Trump called him on the phone and asked him to lie.
He
Come
didn't
on
ask
now.
Him to lie. If you listen to the
yes,
entire
he
clip,
Come on.
He asked them to look at it because he didn't want voter fraud, or he wanted to make sure
he
there wasn't
said,
any voter
I'm
fraud
looking,
going on.
He said, all I'm looking for is 11,001 votes.
And that's where
Which
they cut the clip
have.
Off so they could deceive all the listeners and that were watching or listening to that news clip.
He
but you
said,
need to listen to the entire clip or the transcript. They
to
have
it.
A transcript, too.
Okay,
not where it's
at
all, though.
But Suzette, I love when you call in, and I love the fact that we get to talk about this. Janet, what did Rosenberg say? Okay, in fact, it was recorded. But what did Donald Trump say?
He said, I need 11,780. He wanted one vote
okay.
over.
Right.
He
said,
over.
I need to find. He said,
right.
I need to find. And if you go back and listen to the recording, he said, fine. What does fine mean?
He wanted the acting attorney general to just tell them that there was some fraud going on so that they could, he said, he and his Republican people in the House could take care of it.
And when you look at
That's
the insurrection, okay, now hold on. When you look at the insurrection that happened January the 5th, what most Republicans said it wasn't an insurrection. But when you got people saying, hang Mike Pence, when you voted for Donald Trump, you also voted for who? Mike Pence, right? That was his running mate. Did you feel like Mike Pence should have been hung? Because he
I'm
was
not
in there
gonna
doing
answer any
job?
More questions until I answer all the other questions. You're giving me so many
no,
questions but no time to respond.
Okay, go ahead. I got 7 minutes left.
Oh, see, there
I'm
you go.
You five.
When you count the votes initially, the in hand, you can't tell if anything is wrong with them because you're just counting them, feeding them through the machine. So no matter how many times you're going to count them, you're going to come up with the same number. So as far as saying we counted them and counted them and counted them, we still got the same thing. Well, of course you did, because you just counted them and went over the same thing. They weren't gone through as far as for their validity, and now they're finding that there were doubles, and. In some cases, these addresses were not valid addresses. They were parking lots. And so we're just looking for discrepancies. It doesn't mean it's going to turn the election over. There's no precedent for that. It's nice to know what went wrong with the election if it was, you know, just goof-ups, because people are trained to work the election night. And so, you know, it becomes a long night. You got a lot of people coming through. You may miss things or whatever. It happens, you know, human error. But whatever it is. If it's something bigger than that, then we need to look at that to fix it so we can trust the elections. Nobody's looking to turn anything over. I mean, if you ask any Trump supporter, they know better as far as, no. I mean, here we are, you know, as far as the books go, they've been certified, and Joe Biden is the president of the United States, and that's it, period. But, again, as far as if you count the votes, they're going to come up the same way.
Right. I'm glad that you agree with that, because many individuals who are in the Senate still don't agree that he's the president of the United States. It was the people's choice, and the people's choice won. All right. So, look.
Well,
hey,
there were a lot of senator
guys,
Democrats that didn't agree with Trump's presidency.
I mean,
Hillary called him illegitimate.
Well, we have the midterm election coming up in another couple of years, so we'll see what happens. The next presidential election will be in 2024. We'll see what happens if the Democrats can hold on to the House, you know, what happens in the Senate. We don't know. A lot of things can change, and I just hope it changes for the better. You know,
I hope and pray for the best that whoever is sent there is there for the interests of the American people.
Right, and I follow politics, but I do not follow a liar, a historic liar, and I'm sorry. Donald Trump, to me, and it's before he became president, there are stories and there are definite documentation of what he's done towards black people, towards different folks. I mean, different things he did in business, you know, that I didn't trust him in the beginning. That's just my point of view. Hopefully you will tune in next week. And I love when you come on because I love us, you know, you sharing your point of view, you know, and that's what we do here on the Team GS. Hear both sides, you know, so I truly appreciate
all.
It. Hey, you guys, we only have four minutes left. I got to get out of here. Thank you, Suzette, for chiming in all the time. You're more than welcome. Love you, and I see some other folks who are chiming in towards the end of the show. First and foremost, I want to say thanks to a friend of mine in California that supports the show. I'm so thankful for her because she has supported us, not just morally, but financially. So thank you so much, Charlene. I truly appreciate it. And so that's what's making a blessing for us to continue to be here on the Michael Gaye Show. So I thank you. If you guys want to chime donate, you're more than welcome. I will take all donations. All money goes to the show, and we're going to keep it going. Next Saturday, I had really thought about doing this show, and I talked to his manager just recently. Keith Sweat just celebrated a birthday, and I want to do a show in honor of Mr. Keith Sweat. Great guy, seriously, great guy. I've seen him perform many times. You guys know all his music, and I really want to give about maybe an hour of his great music, and then we'll go into, of course, what we always do. But next Saturday, it's going to be a lot of great music from Keith Sweat. Maybe Keith might stop by. I don't know. I'll see what I can do. But next Saturday on the TMGS, thank you, guys. I love you. God bless. One more thing. Let's see. I got 3 minutes left. Okay. I think that's about it. Janet Davis, the lady of the house, thank you so much. One of my co-hosts, Austin Crenshaw, you know, the security of the house, thank you so much. Time and Ship, not only the comedian, but the man that has a lot of knowledge of everything that we talk about lives on the West Coast. Thank you so much, Tommy, for tuning in. And like I said, everybody else who's called in to the show, I think some folks on the board who are listening, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next Saturday here on the TMGS, the Michael Gaye Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. I love you guys. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Mm-hmm. Bye, everyone.
Bye.